Thank you for downloading this podcast from policyreview.tv.
A bit of a background first. I hope you're all still with us. We've got the graveyard shift, the double axe, so I think that's why we are double axe, to try and keep you interested in with us. We're actually, as said, from West Cumbria, very rural part. In fact, we're so far north, we're just about in Scotland, aren't we? We've had that discussion, you know, after the 24-hour journey down here today to get us here. Well, last night, because we had to set off yesterday, because it takes that long. We've had a great day, and we really look forward to doing this. We've had a lot of work together. Lakes College actually sits between two borough councils, and we do work with both councils. Copeland Borough Council, which I must say has been very active in working on their apprenticeship schemes, and came up with some funding, which we've supported with to provide the training behind that, called the Copeland Apprentice Initiative. I hope you enjoyed the presentation, and can we go to the first slide, please? There we go. Okay. Why did we develop this apprenticeship scheme? Forgive me for reading, but I'd like to quote you something from the National Apprenticeship Service. It's their vision. It says that by 2020, every employer will value an apprenticeship as the key route to equipping them with their skills they need for their business. We did some research, found out about various councils around the country that were doing various schemes, and thought that's a good idea. Got together with Chris, sat down and thought, how can we do this? We'd just run together a very successful Future Jobs Fund scheme, which Copeland Council, again, being as forethinking as they are, put an additional 6 months onto that, so the Future Job Fund individuals on that scheme were actually employed for a full year, rather than the 6 months was originally set out. We then looked at local initiatives, the working skills partnerships. We looked at the neat numbers, the specific target groups, and decided, right, we need to do something here to support those young people into work. We began to look at a proposal. We thought about the neat groups. We thought about the ages. We thought about targeting 16 to 24s, but then actually recognised that there's high levels of unemployment in our area, so that we had to include that 25 plus age group as well in there. We looked at timescales, and where we would actually draw money down to support local employers to give them that incentive, because the majority of the employers that we have in our area, other than Sellafield, which we all know about, and yes we do blow in the dark, are SMEs, that 0 to 49 employees, and of those there's a very high percentage of them that are actually one man bands on there. So we thought, right, we need to breathe some life into this scheme. We needed to get together a good partnership and a good steering group of individual agencies that would help us to really make this work. And I'd like you to watch our first film clip that actually gives you an explanation of where we started from. Thank you.
There is a second apprentice with St Thomas Cross doing mechanical engineering.
The steering group was set up at the beginning of the project. It's a very small, focused group of approximately six people who meet monthly.
A number of motor vehicle ones in this round, which is very good to see. We've got JB Picknell, Mill Garage.
That place is still there for them.
The steering group's made up of a mix of people from different organisations. We look at how we can sort of filter through the applicants that have applied for the apprenticeship scheme and match them with relevant employers that would interview them for an apprenticeship scheme.
15 are actually going forward to the recruitment round. The momentum has grown. We've got another phone call from an employer this morning. Can we get on to the potential Copeland scheme?
The aim isn't just getting people into work, it's working in partnership to help us deliver a worthwhile scheme rather than just a scheme that ticks a box. If we can get as many people as possible through these schemes and give them the opportunity, the employers hopefully will take them on full time after the scheme.
Okay, before commencing on the scheme, we had to identify whether there would be a demand for apprenticeships in Copeland. We did some research with about 60 local employers across West Cumbria, and about 95% of those indicated that they would like to take on an apprentice. They were also interested in a wage subsidy that we were thinking of offering. In addition to that, our colleagues at the Connections office in Whitehaven also indicated a demand amongst their NEET group. So, armed with that information, we took it to the next stage. We developed a steering group. Now, the steering group made some early decisions. The first one, which was, where would the funding come from? We identified the Working Neighbourhood Fund in Copeland and also the Copeland Community Fund. And we put in two successful applications, so we were basically up and running. Another early decision was around streamlining the recruitment process. From the previous Future Jobs Fund, we were basically all over the place, so we tightened this up into an 8-week process. And the main element of that was a recruitment event at the Civic Hall in Whitehaven, which we ran three times. That took place on one day, under one roof, and it really shortened the process. Another decision was around who should employ the apprentices. With sustainable employment at the back of our minds, we decided to put the emphasis on the employers and also ask them to manage the employers on a day-to-day basis. We decided to brand the initiative. As you can see, it's got its own logo and its own strapline, and that branding is recognisable across Copeland. We also decided to include our HR team at the council in terms of that early support, and they developed paperwork such as employment contracts, also support learning agreements, but most importantly they outlined the process for how the wage subsidies would be paid. And every month I receive timesheets, invoices and evidence of pay from each employer. We also made early decisions around the added value for the programme. We wanted to not only work with apprentices who were ready for the scheme, but apprentices who weren't quite ready for the scheme. And we recruited an organisation called PHX Training, who offer basic skills support for those that aren't quite ready. And those people, once they've undertaken that basic skills in numeracy and literacy, have that opportunity to come back in and put in an application at a future round. Other added value is around producing. We're going to produce a DVD. We're also going to have award ceremonies to celebrate the success of the learners and the employers. And every apprentice on the scheme gets quite a nice, cool, groovy bag they can carry around and promote the scheme and carry the paperwork. As with most apprenticeship programmes, it's aimed at the unemployed. But this has got particular emphasis on the NEET group in Copeland, although this scheme is open to people aged 65. We're also aiming it at small to medium-sized businesses in the private sector. We thought 45 was a realistic amount for this scheme when comparing it to other programmes in the region. This next clip is the support available to learners from the partners involved in the initiative.
There you go. Once the apprentices have applied to join the apprenticeship scheme, they go to the Lakes College and they go through the initial assessment process.
What we want to do with the initial assessment of the student is just make sure that their level of literacy, their level of numeracy is appropriate.
Anyone who doesn't achieve the required level of skills in their maths and their English, they're referred to us at PHX and we work with them, put a programme together so that their learning can be improved and then hopefully upskill them in that particular area. Any of the students that take up the opportunity to come and work with us to upskill in their maths and their English, once they've achieved the qualification that's required, they then can reapply to the Copeland Apprenticeship Scheme to be able to be included into the next batch of people who are put forward for the process.
We're a partner with the Borough Council and Lakes College in the Apprenticeship Scheme, Our function is to promote and market the provision, the places with young people, principally the 16 to 19 year old market.
Connections is involved in the Copeland initiative in promoting the apprenticeships to our client group.
Why do you want to be an apprentice?
Because my head chef, who also taught at the college,
telling them how they can apply, helping them apply, then we offer everyone that's selected for an interview a mock interview with ourselves, which is just the chance to go through the interview questions. We are given a list of the sort of questions that the employers are going to ask, so we can take them through that and then give them, you know, some advice on how to improve.
We'd love to see more employers come forward and take advantage of the scheme as it stands, and to bear in mind that we have a really good pool of local talent in terms of 16 to 19 year olds and some people older than that as well, who are really worth taking a little bit of a risk on, but having that risk cushioned by the scheme, it's really a worthwhile thing to do.
So what do we do next? The college obviously had a lot of discussions to work out how we could support the scheme, ensuring we got the right people on the right programmes, in the right jobs, at the right level, and everything that goes behind that. We had obviously think about issues around capacity. These were 45 people that would be coming on board very quickly, so we had to work out the sign-up periods and making sure that we had sufficient assessors and internal verifiers and everything else that goes with frameworks to get them from A to B. We then had to think about the extended partnerships that we needed to develop on there. Chris and I very quickly became a double act, going round the whole of Copeland, speaking to anybody and everybody that would listen to us. We went to various employer forums, educational forums, working skills groups, local authority groups, local community groups. We went through CVS, you name it, we turned up and we told them about this scheme. As time progressed, we got more and more response from local employees. In fact, to the point we were quite overwhelmed, weren't we? We wish we'd asked for double the money in the first place once we'd got started. To help support that, what the college already did as well was use our CRM system. Obviously, we had extensive data about local employers, small to medium agencies and the larger organisations. The ones that we knew, that we'd been in touch with as a college previously, were desperate to take on apprenticeships, but because of the economic downturn, just weren't in a position. We were actually faced with employers. I can remember getting quite emotional at one point when one employer said to me, "I would love an apprentice, but I don't know if I'm still going to have my doors open in 3 months from now." So we did get very honest responses and we got a lot of support from local employers to move on. The team of college account managers also spent a lot of time going out there and speaking to these employers, and we then ended up with one dedicated account manager to try and keep it all in close so it was manageable and the data got to where it should be at that point. Chris is going to tell you a little bit more now. Next slide, please.
Yeah, we want to ensure that appropriate and reputable...
Under the Copeland Apprenticeship Scheme, the employers get allocated a business account manager.
See, I told you we were the awkward ones. It has to be done... I was going to say, it has to be done on the DVD.
Yeah. We want to ensure that appropriate and reputable employers join the scheme. Once they forward an application form to the website or complete one, they're paid a visit by one of the college account managers who undertakes an organisational needs analysis with that organisation. Now, this is like a mini health check. And it involves a look at their health and safety, what insurance policies they've got in place, whether they're financially stable. More importantly, it just looks at what framework that they want to deliver through this scheme. If all is well and good, their information is then forwarded through to the steering group. from a Copeland Borough Council perspective, we encourage employers who engage with the scheme to have a responsible approach. And we advise them on documentation such as employment templates. We ask them to sign and read a support learning agreement that we put in place. And we ask them to agree the salary of 40% over 18 months. This next slide is about the early work undertaken with employers by the college account managers.
Thank you.
Under the Copeland Apprenticeship Scheme, the employers get allocated a business account manager. And I'm the business account manager for the college that deals with each of the employers on the Copeland scheme. The first contact we have is I give them a call and make an appointment with them and go out and do an interview. And that is very much about looking at the business as a whole and how having the apprentice will benefit that business.
I really needed some help in the shop. And I decided I'd look into the apprenticeship scheme. I contacted Diane Richardson. She came to the shop, went through all of the paperwork.
We're then at the point where the applicants to the scheme as apprentices get matched up to the employers.
The recruitment day was quite easy. It was a 10-minute interview per person to get the key questions across and to get an overall view of how they would fit into your business. And we found it incredibly easy. It was like speed dating for employers, really.
We had interviews with a few candidates. I was very, very delighted that there was two candidates that I couldn't choose between. So I asked if it was all right for us to take two on at the same time.
Having gone through the application and recruitment procedure, Lakes College was then in touch with us to work out exactly how it was going to work. If you've not done something like that before, it can be a bit confusing. You're not quite sure what it involves. So having people that took us through it step by step was invaluable.
I think what I really like about this scheme is the number of benefits that it brings out for everybody. People feel more positive because they're getting out to work. It's a tremendous scheme, I think.
OK, quick canter through. You heard us mention our speed dating. One of the difficulties we found on Future Job Fund was it took such a long time to get employer interviews sorted out and get the people into work. So we decided to change tack this time. So basically the starter was, Chris and I spent hours planning for a date at the local civic hall, booked the room and made sure there were sufficient tables and spaces available for all the employees that were going to turn up on that day that had previously been arranged. The day itself came, everybody had had letters, employers had letters with a timetable saying they would hopefully be interviewing anything up between 6 and 8 individuals, and all the potential apprentices had letters telling them what times their appointments were. Prior to that, connections kicked in for us and all the potential apprentices were invited along to do some pre-interview support. What to wear, what to ask, how to research the companies that you were going to. And actually, as we went along, the employees kept telling us more and more the difference in the levels of the candidates that were coming through because they'd had that pre-interview support on there. And the sweet endings was actually at the end of each recruitment speed dating where those employees were nominating their first and second choice of apprentice. Why did we ask for two? Some of them actually wanted the same individual. And at that point, it was the individual that had the choice of the employer they went to, which we thought was the fairest way of doing that. And actually, all the employers were very good and signed up to that and supported that through. Can we have the next clip, please?
Today at the Civic Hall is basically meeting the candidates and interviewing them and hopefully finding the right one for the job.
What kind of race are you into?
I'm currently looking for an apprentice. I was told about this scheme, the Copeland Initiative scheme, by Westlakes College and thought it was a good idea that they actually select some candidates for you to interview.
Today we've been able to interview prospective candidates based on their CVs. The college has been very helpful in matching our requirements prior to today with candidates that they're in touch with. So that's taken a lot of work away from us to be able to do that, which has been fantastic.
Talk about past experiences, why they want to be an apprentice, where they heard about the scheme and what they want for the future.
I'm having two interviews, one with the carpeting organisation and one with AMEC as well.
Probably needed a little bit more, but it went really well.
The interview went okay, I think. Hopefully.
Following on, we get together with the college and the council people, and then we say the person that we'd like to choose.
So we've had a range of interviews today.
That person is then contacted, and hopefully they choose us as an employer.
Okay. Against a target of 45, we've probably got 40 apprentices in place at the moment. You've seen a range of the employers involved in the scheme, but we've also got apprentices in schools, in solicitors, in our nuclear supply chain organisations, in animal welfare organisations. The list goes on and on, it's really positive. We've also had a number who've undertaken that basic skills support, but I must point out that the numbers aren't as high as what we thought they may be. We've had some, you know, regional and recognition about this scheme, and we've advised on the model that we're using to places like Barrow Borough Council, South Lakeland, Cumbria County Council, and further afield. What we've done is we've used the success of this scheme to now lever in some further funding from the Caulfield Regeneration Trust, and that's focused on employers who work in the third voluntary community sector. So that's a scheme that we launched last week, and we've got 20 employers engaged with that already. We have 20 places to fill. I think myself and Lorraine have spoken enough now, so we'll let our apprentices speak for themselves.
I think these are equally good value, aren't they?
I've never really worked in retail before, so I knew that was something I wanted to do.
In my mind, it was a good idea to have someone that I could train from the word go, was with me and learning as they went along.
I was really nervous at first because it was something I'd never done before, but Eddie and I got on great in the shop.
We'll gain a health and social diploma level 2. And we'll gain all the experience so that when we go into another care setting, we'll know what we're doing, because if you've got what you really need to know, then you can work in any care home.
They've both settled in so well. The staff absolutely think the world of both of them, because ultimately in this industry, today's apprentices are tomorrow's carers, and it's worked really, really well.
I really enjoy my days at work and coming in and doing the hours and spending time with the residents. So I really enjoyed the fact that I've got something to do daily.
The apprenticeship initiative has been really great for me because it's allowed me to surround myself with performance. It's also allowed me to see how behind the scenes work, both on the admin side and on the financial side and everything like that.
It's very much to the benefit of Rose Hill, but it's very much to the benefit of Tom as well, because he learns in the process.
It's really helped me understand and know a lot more about how a theatre is run.
I wanted to do an apprenticeship because I didn't really want to be in school or college for another few years when I could be working and getting experience and doing all my levels and everything as well.
Since Catherine started at Acorns Preschool, she's been fantastic. She's a hard-working employee, she's very conscientious and she's eager.
After I've finished my level 2 and my level 3, do any more training that can get me as many qualifications as possible, and then when it's finished, just stay here forever, work here until I have to retire or something.
Thanks very much for listening.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from policyreview.tv. For more details, go to www.policyreview.tv. Please note that this audio is subject to copyright and cannot be used by other broadcasters or for commercial gain.